Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in the view of all of what's happening, I want to bring you some hope and some encouragement, because as a VFN-TV partner and those that partner with this program, you know that we all stand together with Avi Mizrahi of Duget Ministry and the powerful work that they're doing right there in the heart of Tel Aviv. Well, I got report from Greg, where I want to make sure that I shared this with you today, that he got report from Avi that the very same night of the attack, their ministry were having a prayer meeting. They were having a prayer meeting in the prayer tower that overlooks Tel Aviv. And they felt that, you know, the Lord was just leading them in this prayer. They prayed for government officials. And reports are that this attack took place near the headquarters of the army. And so they feel that it could have been a whole lot worse, and that God had them intercede at that moment. And so listen, God is doing a tremendous work in Israel. And we want to also bring you some hope. We want to bring you some encouragement, as we know many of our viewers stand and love Israel, stand for Israel. You know, we've mentioned to you before about a friend, a ministry friend of ours, Avi Mizrahi. He has a messianic outreach, a Duget Ministry in the heart of Tel Aviv. And he sends his greetings. He sends his love. He asks us to share with you to continue to pray for Israel, continue to pray for their ministry. They were used by God to pray during this time to intercede. And thank the Lord for that. We want to just bring you an update on their ministry so you can kind of see, get a heart and a feel for what they do in Tel Aviv. Watch this.
My name is Avi Mizrahi, and we live here in Tel Aviv, Israel, and it's a beautiful, beautiful city. What's exciting is to see what God is doing. Since I became a believer, accepted the Lord Yeshua into my heart, went to Bible school, I just knew that I want to do one thing. I want to come back to my home city and preach the gospel and make disciples. And that's how we started. And I start going to the streets of Tel Aviv, preaching the gospel, sharing the good news that the Messiah has risen and is alive. And as people responded to the gospel, then the Lord spoke to me to do a discipleship group. So I started doing a small Bible study of 6-7 people, and this home group became a congregation. And that's how we started Adonai Rui Congregation, The Lord is My Shepherd. It's a Hebrew-speaking, Israeli, a local congregation, where people start coming to worship on Saturday, and we've grown from a small group of 6-7 people to 150 people, including children. And it's wonderful to see that indeed Jewish people today are responding to the good news and coming to know Yeshua as their Savior, as their Messiah, the Jewish Messiah. We live in a very exciting times. And then somebody said, we should open a distribution center and feed the poor and the needy. We looked for a place and we rented a place, and we opened our distribution center. And today we feed about between 80 to 100 families every month. And we work with the municipality of Tel Aviv to the social affairs, and they send us families like Russian immigrants, single mothers, poor people, and we give them bags of food and clothes. And many, many times we had the opportunity, as we do that, they feel the love and the welcoming, and they ask, why do you do that? And we share the gospel, we give them a Bible. And then we opened this Dugit Messianic Evangelistic Center, which is a coffee house ministry. Dugit means a small fishing boat. We are fishers of men in the heart of Tel Aviv, and we go to the streets, share the gospel with teams, with music, and then invite people for a free cup of coffee, and we have music, live music, and people are very, very open in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is a secular city. People are very open. They want to know what do we believe, and we are able to present the gospel and share the truth. And as we do that, we see the harvest is ready. We see people are opening up. They want to know more. And when they come to know Yeshua, when Jesus comes, he touches them, he changes their life. About a year ago or so, I was invited to Korea to speak on a conference with another pastor about Israel, and we were a few days there. And when I was there, the Lord really spoke to me that what we need is a breakthrough for our city, Tel Aviv. And the Lord really has put in my heart that I need to go and look for a place and build him an altar. Find a place and build an altar of prayer and worship for breakthrough for this city, Tel Aviv, Jaffa. And as soon as I came back, I looked for months and months, looked at different places, and God led me to this building, and we're able to renovate it and dedicate it a year ago. This room is a house of prayer, a prayer tower on the top on the 12th floor that overlooks the whole city of Tel Aviv. And we worship and pray together, and we have now different night watches and different people who come to pray specifically for the salvation of the Israelis, specifically here in Tel Aviv, Yafo. So we really praise the Lord for every opportunity that God gives us, either to the distribution center of the food and the needy, or the Dugit Outreach Coffee Shop Ministry, that we can be right here in downtown, in the heart of Tel Aviv, sharing the gospel and bring people into the kingdom of God. I believe this is the harvest time. This is harvest time, and we need more than ever for people to pray for us, for laborers, and for people to stand with us in such a time as this.
In the midst of tragedy, we want to encourage you of all the great work that's being done in the heart of Tel Aviv. Mm. Listen, it's happening. This is now. Be encouraged. Continue to pray. Pray for Avi and pray for Israel. Pray for the Jews, not just in Israel, but all over the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.